Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Maxshed. It is Sunday, July 6, 2014. Today is for family conversation and community information. We're going to have a lot of fun. We have some guests calling in. Today, we'll have Mr. Julio Linares that's going to talk to us about the community, Robert Flores, and our lines are open. So give us a call at area code 917-889-8015. We're going to get everything going. It was a beautiful day out there. It's going to be a beautiful evening and an even a better night. I've missed you, but you know we're out there taking care of that youth. It is about the youth call and what we have to do. And in order for us to get going and to keep our lives moving and standing in our greatness, you know what our attitudes are here. So I'm getting ready to give it to you. Wake up. Wake your lives up. Wake up.
You know, every now and then I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see. We never, ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. So we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're going to do the finish rough, the way we do Proud Mary. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river.
Listen to the story now.
Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day, and I never lost one minute of sleep, and I was worried about the way the things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, ooh, the Proud Mary keep on burning. Cleaned a lot of plates in Memphis,
and I
pumped a lot of paint down in New Orleans, but I never saw the good side of the city until I hit the ride on the riverboat queen.
So the
big wheel keep on turning, ooh, the Proud Mary keep on burning. Rolling on a river,
on the river.
Mary, rolling,
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 rolling on a river,
rolling on the river.
It's always good to do that stretch in life. Sometimes we have to stretch all the way up to the moon and then bend back over again. It's about stretching, taking it a notch further. Just don't be satisfied. You know, unless we can perceive our fellow human beings and feel their suffering as our own, we will never be free of conflict and war. In other words, a transformation within our own lives is important. So you have to sometimes sit back and listen very, very closely to what's going on around you in order to proceed. You know, we have a segment here, Stay in Touch. And in order to stay in touch with someone that you care about, you dial in 323-769-5879. Leave your name and the name of the person that you wish to leave that nice message to, and we'll air out on the following day. Again, that number is 323-769-5879. And that is our Stay in Touch segment. I have a call in from Vera, and she wanted me to tell her beautiful sister how much she cared for, and she don't know how she would have made it without her love, care, and compassion. Again, stay in touch. Let someone know how you feel about them. Let us know. We will air it out the next day for you. We're going to have some fun tonight, some great information.
My heart, my love, take piece of me all that you want. And if there's a thing that you need, I give you the breath that I breathe.
directors for our youth out in the world. We have to encourage them. We have to empower them. We have to make sure that we are telling the story. We want to not do it for them, but just be there when they fall. Pick them up and put them and point them right back in the correct direction. And I'm putting a call out to all you business owners out there. You know, it's the summer and our young adults need jobs. So give us a call at either 917-889-8015. Let us know what you have available or email us at lmacknetwork@gmail.com. Again, that's lmacknetwork@gmail.com. Let us know what you have available out there. We have to make sure that they're standing in their greatness. We want to teach them how to stand and make sure that they stay there. You know, the youth, they're not the future, they are the present, and we're here to tell these stories and make sure to let them know how special and how proud we are of them and that we are here to assist them in any manner that we have to. You know, everybody needs to know that their lives can fly. So let's do that. Give us an email, lmacknetwork@gmail.com. Let's keep rolling.
Over the rain. Oh,
going to be talking about Grow Flower Youth today. I'm waiting on Mr. Julio to give us a call in because he has some exciting information for us this evening. You know, this is a family conversation and community information night that we do here. But either way we go, I want you to wake up. Well, I have to say what I say in the AM, get up and stomp on the floor four times. I want to hear. But it's not just to wake up your body. It's to wake up your brain cells. Move that blood through the body. Be aware. See what's needed out here with our youth. And step up to the plate. Do something. It's all about love. We got to stay on this train so that we can make all of this happen. And I'm doing it, and I'm calling all of you out there to do it with me. Take care of our youth. It's mandatory that we do this.
We'll be right back.
Information about youth growth, families, parents out there, mothers, children. Listen to what's going on. It takes all of us to make this work. Let's get on the line and see who we have calling in. Let's go in. Hello, caller. You're on the air. We're waking up with Linda Maxshan. Hello.
Hi, Linda.
How are you this evening?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. I'm master of everything. Thank you so much. I just got a text message in from Mr. Julio. He's caught at the airport, and I'm so glad that you're coming in. So when he comes in, we'll let him know we're going on with this. We have Ms. Dara Beckham on the line. You know, this is my little firecracker. We go from A to Z here, and parents, she's out there to give you some information about our babies, how to keep them going, what direction to stir them in. You know, it takes all of us to raise and to keep a village going. Ms. Beckham, I'm going to let you go on with that. We're waiting.
You're so funny, Linda. Well, I wanted to share about family and what family has come to mean to me. Recently, I've really had to come to an understanding of this idea of extended family. Or they say, like, that you don't have your family of birth, but your, like, secondary family or your acquired family. There are a couple of other terms that people use. But for me, I've really come to redefine family and allegiance to family as including people who actually care for me and show a real commitment to uplifting me and supporting me in where it is that I want to go. I've had to make a lot of hard decisions, like I was talking with you about 2 days ago when I was on, and really think about what are my needs and what is the best thing for me. And I've reached out, and I received a lot of support from people that were friends, but that have really gone above and beyond what I would expect from friends, and they have become family, people that are constantly concerned about my well-being, where I'm at, how I'm doing, and how they can support me. And so it's been a challenge to redefine for myself what I'm capable of within the context of my new family.
I'm understanding. I hear you there, and it is. We do have our extended families out there. And, Valerie, if I could get you to hold on, we have another caller on her, and we can all get on here together. So let's see who's on the line. This is probably Julio, so I'm going to place you on hold for a moment, okay?
Okay.
Just stay on. We're going to chime in. Just a moment. Hello, you're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Mac-Chan. Is this Julio?
Yes. Hey, Linda, how you doing? How's everybody doing?
I'm great. We're okay. We're on the line. Viral was on the line because, you know, our topic this evening is like youth growth, growth for our youth in any direction that we can do it. And she was sharing with us about extended families and, you know, how we can have the main family, but then we go into our extended families and how they're there for you and the type of encouragement that has happened there. So I'm going to open it up. She's on the line. We're all on the line. We'll chime in and out with each other if that's okay with you. And I'm so glad you're giving us a call this evening. So let me ask you, I read, I was looking and following you, and I saw that you were working with the basketball in the community, and there was a young lady that you noticed that was really working out, and she was working her mind, body, and soul, but she was doing these push-ups that you had not seen adults do, and how encouraging that was to you. So you left a little message, you know, young folks, old folks, all of us folks out here, we need to take care of our bodies because our bodies control our mind. And I really, really enjoyed reading that. So I'm going to turn it over to you, and if Ms. Beckham wants to chime in, just tell us what's been happening. Your 4th of July, you were out there. I mean, community, family, parades, fireworks. Just what have you been experiencing over this weekend? Talk to the family.
Yeah. And, you know, just to give a little tip, when she, you know, she was, I'm sorry, what was her name again? That was just talking about the extended family.
That was Vira Beckham on the line.
Bella. Yeah, Bella. And it's very interesting because when it comes to the extended family, it's a very interesting thing because, you know, we could be related because of blood, but there's something deeper that goes beyond that, which is not blood, which is the spirit. I feel like the spirit has a much more powerful energy, and it's a much more powerful vibe and entity that's out here that we don't see and a lot of people don't understand. So a spiritual family, which is it's just another word for the extended family. You know, they may not be related to you, but they're right there to help you out. And the, people need to start seeing the what's going on in society and in our planet, in our galaxy, in the universe, that there's a much more deeper feeling and a deeper realm, dimension, when it comes to the spirit, because we're all connected as one, and a lot of people don't understand that. When it comes to being connected as one, is that we're all the same, we're all equal, and that's when that extended family is created, and it becomes much more stronger than just your blood family, because it's an extension of yourself, and that's how people become aligned as one, and that's when they come into your life and try to help you out, and whenever you're down, or to try to support you, because the spirit is talking through them, you know, that positive energy, that vibe that's circulating around us, and that we're generating that, and a lot of people don't understand that. We're generating this type of power, especially when we're at our worst moments. And that's when that extended family comes along. I just wanted to point that out, and I hope that the listeners can understand that and become more aware and open their consciousness to this type of vibe that's always been existing within us and around us. And back to the little girl, you know, I just had came back. I was busy the whole day. You know, Linda, I'm always trying to be, like, on a positive tip. And, you know, I was working out the whole day. I went to go work out with some guys. I was training in basketball. And I'm going to go train my other little boys and girls. and I'm just walking, you know. And I look up to women a lot because I've learned a lot through women, especially as being a man, a male myself. We come from women, so I've learned through the years to appreciate women, not just as a sexual object, like, and because that's what's really going on, especially through the media, but to appreciate women at a higher level, because especially if you grew up with a single mother like I did, you know, I became a man because of my mother, and not only because of that, but because we come from women, and I feel like society still puts women down in so many ways, subliminally or even if it's in the open. I'm just walking, and I see this little 7-8-year-old girl. She's looking real cute. She's in a swimsuit. And I'm just, like, walking by. She gets out the pool. And for some weird reason, I picked up her energy. I just felt it. Like, it was just something, like, so deep. And she just starts, gets down on her knees and her arms. I'm, like, thinking, okay, she's just going to do a simple push-up. But no. She got on, like, a real, real push-up form and started doing 1, 3. And I'm like, here, I'm flabbergasted. I'm like, not even I do that. I'm flabbergasted because I'm thinking she's going to stop. And no, but she kept going. She did, like, 5, 6, or 7. And then I stopped. Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. And then I stopped, and I'm telling her, I'm like, you go, girl, good job. You know, keep it up, girl power. I told her just like that. And then she looked at me and she smiled. She was like, thank you. She just looked back down to the floor and did like 7 more. And I'm all like, ooh-wee. Like, that motivated me. I'm thinking, you know, this is a little girl. She's beating me. And I'm just thinking, wow, like, you know, I'm putting that as an example because a lot, especially because I know women are always conscious of their body themselves and how they're looking, how they're feeling, what is everybody else thinking? Because I mean, women are just very intricate, very interesting creatures. You girls are very interesting when it comes to the way of thinking, and that's what I've learned. And I'm thinking to myself, all my female friends, they know that I'm always working out, trying to be fit because the body is a temple. So we have to take care of our temple, because the body and the mind is all interconnected, right? Can we agree on that?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we have, exactly. So, and then I just had to put it out there, like, you know, you women are always complaining that you want a great body, but I'm seeing this little girl, and, like, she's just going to work. And that taught me a lesson. Like, we complain too much, and we want to see results. We complain too much. We want to see results, but we're not putting into action. And sometimes when we put into action, we don't see the result. But see, we can't give up. You know, at the end of the day, the question is, what else can I do to become better? And that's what we're missing out in today's society. Did I try hard enough? Because a lot of people just want to give 50% and they want to get 100% back. Like, it don't work like that.
No, you have to put it out there.
You got to put it out there, man. You got to put in 100%. Yeah, a lot of people like that. And I know you can agree with me. A lot of people are they're conformists. They think it's so much easier to just conform, to just be normal, and just do this because it'll get me by and I'll be okay. But
no,
do you want to just
be okay?
That's
not what it is. No, that's it. I say that on one hand, but then on the other hand, as I was speaking last week and I was speaking with Stephanie Haynes, she was talking about removing the mask, and then Barbara came on Friday, and she was talking about abuse. Okay, so the mask that we wear and all the abuse that we go through, do you know our lives are already scripted? Everything is a script. It's scripted. It's a social script, and it's been that way. So there are those of us who don't go along with that script or who've broken out from that, and we say, no, we're going to rewrite this, and we're not going for that. But then there are those who, just like you say, go along with it, and because Ann said it's blue, you said it's blue. Well, it might look teal green to me, okay, because I might not be seeing it that way. So, you know, when I was in art, I'm an artist, so when I was taking art class, you know, we have a tendency to name all these colors. We got emerald green and light green and apple green. But once you go into art, you realize that where did these darn names come from? it is just a hue of green. It is a hue of a color. So with all of these names, same thing with our lives. You know, this is the smart one, this is the dumb one, this is the whatever. It's all set up in the script. So just like I identify colors as hues of colors, because that's what they are, you know, all these names that are coming in here, where they come from. Same thing with our lives and how we work with the children. And what that young lady showed you, shared with you, is that this is the way I do my thing, because she already has change the script. She knows that in order to make my mind work right, I have to take care of my body and vice versa. And when you went back to the connected, yes, we are connected, and we are connected spiritually, but some people are so caught up in the script, they cannot see that. You know, you have to go that step further. On the show, my favorite word is stretch, because I make a stretch, and my favorite girl is Tina Turner, because that's my stretch exercise. So Tina and I have a attitude, and that's the way we make it through the day, and I put it out for the listeners, back to going back to that script again. So I would not say that they just sit back and complain. People only do what they know to do, okay? And that's with our youth. The youth are going to demonstrate only what they know. That's why it is so important, yourself, myself, everyone out here, that a storyteller is to get out and demonstrate a different way for them. Because, see, that script is embedded. And it's been around a long time. It's hereditary. It's like a Darren. What do you call it? We called it. You know, I mean, I don't know those. It's a gene, and it flows through
in the genes,
it flows through our lives, and it goes on and on and on. Unless someone takes the initiative to get in there and flip that script, that's where it came from, flip the script, it's going to continue. So persons like yourself, like Barra, like all of us that are out here trying to empower and are empowering the youth, giving them skills, waking them up. It's like, wake up, you know, everybody, old folks, young folks, youth, we have to wake up. Quit the hell sleeping out here and understand what we have to do. Now, if you choose that you just want to stay where you are, well, then we're going to leave you on a track. Then you're going to smell the jet fume from the plane, because we're taking off, okay? We have to take care of our youth. We have to do what we have to do. And I have a gentleman that's calling in later. You were talking about the spirituality. Vera was talking about the extended family. I have another gentleman that's going to call in, and he will be talking about working with the young adults from the athletic, and that's still dealing with the physical and the body and the mind, too. It is all connected either way you want to look at it. We're all connected in here. We might as well get over it and get busy and take care of what we have to take care of. You told me that you were going to read a poem for me. Did you do that poem this time? Do you have a poem for us today?
Yeah, I actually do. I don't know how much time we might have, but I actually have like a bunch of positive quotes that I usually try to read every day, just to motivate myself. But this poem that I have right here, it's how much are we pressed for time, or
we're kind of pressed,
right?
If you give me 2 points of the poem, I would appreciate it, because, you know, I have to take care of my sponsors, and I don't want to interrupt you. So, yeah, kind of like shortening it, and then I'll let Ms. Bacham come back on and put her clothes, and then we'll move on to the next. And if it starts moving fast, you know I'm going to tell you I love you, and we're writing this script, and I'm so glad you're putting your ink pen with mine. Thank you very much.
All right, and just before I continue, you know, I'm going to go ahead and write these down and send them to you in the personal email, so you can keep these poems.
Because
I know you're so into that. So this one, I call this one that I'm going to say right now. It's A Heart for Sale. It's called A Heart for Sale. So this is how it goes. The mind was meant for the heart to sell, but the heart keeps its posture, even though it has entered hell. We fall back after taking 2 steps forward. We pick up ourselves with crutches. Life begins onward. I looked up into the sky and saw what I wanted to see. two shooting stars, and still I don't fall asleep. I walk on water, and yet I drown at sea. There is no hope for me, so don't worry about me, because I'm already dead. That was one. That was one, and I have another one for you. Hope the listeners enjoy this one. Called A Day. It says, it goes, there is no such thing as a day, only a moment. The moment feels like 7 years, but it was only 2 days. We feel pain, love, and everything else in between. Those feelings are just generic, because all we are ghosts that have not been seen. We are souls that are skin, blood, and organs caught in between. And now, my thought has surpassed everything in this realm of reality. As I float and view my city, my people, my life, I now realize this feeling all along was just the tune of my favorite song when I was alive. I live in peace. I accept that I have been deceased. And that's the one that's how it goes.
Wow. But you have to send those to me. And I'm going to say to our listeners again, you're listening to Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. I have Mr. Julio Linares on the line. We were talking about connection, spirituality, and the importance here of, and he just shared 2 points with us, A Heart for Sale and The Day. Yes, I would like to have those in my hand. I'd like both of those. And I'm going to ask you again, and I always put you on the spot before I say good night and thank you. Will you return with us again next week, Julio? Can we count on that?
Oh, you already know. And before I leave, can I ask you for your permission if I can give you a quote so I can motivate these people, whoever are listening and will.
Yes,
and this is a quote by Mark Twain, and we'll end it at that. And I'll have more quotes to come next week. So this one goes. It's by Mark Twain. Yeah, and I hope everybody keeps on pushing forward. Like we say, you got to flip the script and don't let your genes control you. So this is one is by Mark Twain, and it says, keep away from people who try to belittle your ambitions. Small people always do that. But the really great make you feel that you, too, can become great. And I hope, and we're going to end it at that, so don't let other people belittle you because you have dreams and goals. The road may be hard. It's going to be a tough journey, but follow your goals and don't conform to living a simple life. You got to conform. You got to struggle out here for whatever it is that you want in life. So I hope the viewers can understand that. And I know you too, Linda. You already know what the business is.
Yes. Yes. And I love that quote. Keep giving us to it. We have to feed them any way that we can. And I'm going to say goodnight to you, and I'll go back in for Ms. Bacham and let her wrap. I appreciate everything. I appreciate you. I love you. You're in your greatness, and I know you're going to stay there because we have a big job to do out here with our youth. So a lot of things coming on. I'll be contacting you. I know I have 2 award shows. I might have mentioned that, you know, we're going to need your assistance on that. So there's a lot of things that we do. Sometimes she does a pre-show. Sometimes she does an after show. She might need some positive poetry read. I will talk with her, and I will get back with you on that. Will be in September, but, you know, I'm going to prep you ahead of time. You know, I believe in getting it done early so you won't have any crisis management. I don't like that because when the youth call, we have to drop everything. So I will get back with you on that. And on that note, thank you. Thank you for calling in and sharing with the listeners. And I'll be looking for my quotes and poems shortly.
Okay. Thank you so much, and I hope everybody has a good day.
All right, Julio. Thank you.
You too, Julio.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Barbara Beckham, are you on the line? Okay, Ms. Beckham, we seem to have lost her. She'll give us a call back in. We just finished speaking with Julio Linares, and he was talking to us about spirituality, and we're all connected and we're all one. But he made one statement. He said he had a single mom, and because of his mother, he's a better man because he saw what she was going through and what she instilled in him. And that's a great, great, great appreciation statement to make to one's mother on that. So I think we have Ms. Backham. Let's see if we can go in and get her just a moment, please. And she'll be on. Dara, is that you on the line?
Yes, it's me.
Okay. So Julio was on with us, and he kind of tied into what you were speaking with about the connected and the spirituality. And could you kind of like piggyback on what he was talking about as far as, because you are the spiritual person, and did that make sense to you about that extended family is the spiritual part of it? Does it come from a spiritual realm?
Absolutely. What I have found is that those people who have stepped up to become part of my family have had spiritual guidance for me, have spoken to me from spirit and given me messages, given me encouragement, giving me hardcore support, like letting me stay with them where they live, or giving me money to catch the bus somewhere, you know, or making sure that I have a healthy meal. So I've had all types of sustenance that spirit knew that I needed from people that I was open to when my spiritual family came along. I love that phrase. It's been a huge source of moral support for me to have my spiritual family. And spiritual family can take many. It can be someone that has opened their home to me, or it can be somebody that I meet through someone I know, and we share a conversation that is encouragement for both of us that comes from an authentic conversation, authentic sharing about where we're at, where we want to be, where we're going, what we're sensing about where we're at, and being able to share that very deep spiritual connection has been a huge source of sustenance and healing for me. So I would definitely say that the spiritual family and the extended family are the same thing for me.
Well, you're saying that the spiritual and the extended, because they wouldn't have been able to actually offer you services had they not been connected into you spiritually. So
right.
What I'm seeing is that we have to be able to recognize we have to be able to recognize that. And if we're all clouded down, or if we're all negged out, or if we're all just going through our own darkness, I'm going to use the word darkness, that we'll miss out on that, that spiritual path that we carry. And, you know, different people call it different things, you know. It just depends on where your faith base is coming. But we all know that it's real out there, either way that you call it. And you must be able to keep yourself tuned up, or shall I say fine-tuned, in connection with that, so that you can pick up on it. And it's mind, body, and spirit. And all of those things go together. So if you're abusing your body, you think your mind is okay. It's not, you know. And then that spirit is not going to be able to do what it has to do. As I mentioned before, we all think that we function under our conscious state, but the brain has its own functions, and we function subconsciously. And lying in that subconscious state is where that, what do we say that script is? The scripts are in the subconscious, and we just automatically do it, and we're not even aware that we're doing it. So once we get in tune with our spirit, our mind, and our body, then we'll be able to pick up on all the assistance and the support that's being offered out there to us. And it's a great thing to have. I don't think it's enough going on. I don't think we do it enough. A lot of people do not pay it forward, or it's like, gimme, 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 you know, what's in it for me type thing, not taking into consideration that this has already been set. And if you're not in tune with it, you'll miss it. Or, you know, you have individuals that know that you're on the road, like Julio said, don't let anyone get in your way. You get away from those type of people because you know the path that you've chosen to take, and it is your choice. And once, and young adults out there that's listening, you be the decision factor out there. You let no one make your decisions for you. And if it's something that you're being approached with that is not riding too well with you, don't do it. Do what you want to do. Because when you move with what you want to do, then the job is going to get done. When you move with what someone else wants you to do, then you're really there satisfying them, and you're not thinking of yourself. You can't get through life that way. You're going to have to learn how to stand firm and be a redwood tree. And if you've been to the forest and seen the Sequoia National Redwoods, they don't bend. So be a redwood tree when it comes into your life so that you're unswayable, so you cannot be swayed and coerced into something that's not going to make you too darn happy. It's about happiness here. And sometimes your happiness might just be able to get up in the morning and smile back in the mirror at yourself. It doesn't have to be a big hoopla fanfare. Happiness is what it is. So if it makes you unhappy to have someone dictating to you to tell you what you should do or what you need to do, those two words don't even exist. In my life, it's what you get to do. And when you put it that way, that means you are the choice factor here, not that other voice that's coming in. And you will be able to recognize your spiritual family. You will be able to recognize that assistance out there, and you will be able to appreciate your parents and those that are helping you, because you'll have a clearer understanding. Vara Beckham, you know I love you. You are one of my favorite people. Everybody's my favorite people, because it's all about love here. But the things that you take out your time to come and share with the listeners, you know, to put that information out there is much, much appreciated from the bottom of my heart. Because we, like I say, we have a job to do, and we have to do it using many, many things, and it's just not no one way to do it, okay, because it's a lot of stuff out here. So whatever we can bring to the table, whatever we can share it to empower and encourage the young adults, I'm always open for it. And I'm going to put you on the spot again like I do Julio. You normally come with me once a week. Are you coming back next week? Think of it. Text me, email me, let me know what your topic is going to be so that I can let the young adults be ready for you. And we have something that we're working on. So eventually they'll be able to see your beautiful face and see that you're just as beautiful on the outside as you are on the inside. And that this information that you're sharing with them is truly heartfelt, and you move only with your heart. There will be an opportunity happening. So I'm going to not hold you. Thank you. And if you could give us one or two or three words to sum this up, what will those words be before I say good night?
That being selfish, when you're being selfish from your heart and loving yourself, has a very different power than being selfish from your ego and needing to put somebody else down. So being selfish in terms of self-care and self-love is a very different energy to move with in your life. And so teach yourself how to do that and go that way.
Whoa. Now, on that note, I'm going to say the selflessness and come from your heart, not ego. And you know, we all got it out there. We just, some of us know how to control it a little bit better than the others. But it's the self-love that you start with that moves everything in the proper direction. Did I hear that correctly? It's self-love. Am I keying into the right word? Okay.
Yes.
Well, Ms. Beckham, on that note, with that self-love, I'm going to say we're going to leave the listeners with that. We'll get ready for the next caller. And I will say I love you. And please enjoy your evening. Thank you so much.
Love you, Linda.
Good night.
Good night.
Like sweet morning dew, I took one look at you, and it was plain to me, you were my destiny.
With arms open wide,
you're all I need.
Boy, we having some fun up here. We just spoke with Julio Linares and Vera Backup, and they were talking about how growth youth, that's the basic topic, but they were speaking about it from the spiritual end of it, and Ms. Backup was talking about her family and how everything works. Now, we have another caller coming in. He's going to go from the athletic end because, you know, it's mind, body, and spirit. Let's see who's on the line. We're going to go in. One moment. You're in the air. We're waking up with Linda McShane. Who's calling, please?
Hi, Linda. This is Robert Flores.
Hello, Robert. Happy Independence, 4th of July. I know you're still a barbecue. You had a great time, and thank you so much for giving us a call. You know you're on the air. We're talking about family conversation and community information. I'm so glad that you're giving us a call. We've been looking forward for you coming in. What are we going to talk about, Robert? Talk to me.
We're going to talk about Audubon Soccer Academy. We have a camp going on this week, so all
Ooh.
The kids should come out. Yeah.
Okay. And that's
so,
Audubon, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So we are located in Santa Monica, and
mm-hmm.
our camp is going on in Memorial Park off of 14th and Olympic.
Okay.
And so, you know, we start at 8 in the morning, and we go till 2 in the day, and there's extended care for the kids, you know, who want to stay after for the pool. So, yeah, so, you know, we have that going on this week. And, you know, the camp consists of, you know, in the morning, you know, we warm up the kids. You know, we sign them in first, you know, have the parents sign
mm-hmm.
in the kids, you know, and then, you know, we start with the warm-up, you know. Warm-up lasts for, like, you know, 20, 15 minutes, whatever it is. After that, we do skill work with the kids, you know. We have them, you know, teach them skills, footwork, and stuff like that.
Okay.
And we, you know, we give them breaks. You know, we give them all you know, a lot of breaks and stuff like that, you know, because it does get hot.
Wow.
You know, so, you know, we give them breaks throughout the day, you know, a lot of water breaks, you know. So, yeah, you know, we give them
Well, let me ask you. I'm not cutting you off, but for this camp, do they have to register, and is there a fee for this, and does this go 5 days a week?
Yes, there is a fee for this, and there is registration, and
okay.
it goes, the you know, the whole week.
Okay.
And so, it's pretty much that's what it is, yeah.
Okay.
So, you know the parents...
In order for them to do they have to be skilled, or can it be the beginners or someone that has, because I know you mentioned that you do the skill work, and speaking with you in the past, you know that you start with the footwork and stuff like that, so that's part of the skill,
yeah.
But does a child have to have previous skills or any type of training before they register for the camp, or is it just open to beginners and non-beginners and professionals? I mean, what's the criteria there?
It's open to anybody, you know.
Okay.
No skill, you know. We get a lot of parents, you know, a lot of kids who, you know, they've only played a year of soccer or never played soccer at all, you know. So the parents
mm-hmm,
want to, you know, see if the kid, like soccer, so they bring them to the camp.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're there for the week, and, you know, whether they like it or not, you know, they make the decision, and, you know, but, you know, it's a good introduction for the kids, you know. So, and they get to be around other kids, and they get to have fun, and towards the end of the day, if they, you know, stay for the extended time, they get to go to the pool, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, so they have fun, and, you know, if they also, they're, a lunch is provided for them if they don't bring their lunch through
okay.
Santa Monica Police Activity League.
Oh,
South.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's provided for them for free if they don't bring their lunch. So, yeah. So, you
so
know,
you
we
take
work
care
together
of
with
lunch
the
wise, and they're
yeah,
out there.
They're,
now, okay,
yeah.
Continue. I'm sorry. Continue.
Yeah, so we work together with the city of Santa Monica as well. So, yeah, so that's how, you know, they get their lunch through, you know, the Police Activity League, so of Santa Monica. So, yeah.
Okay, so it's a Santa Monica Police Activity League. So let me ask you, I know that you're in Santa Monica. I know that you're in Culver City. And I think, did you tell me Burbank? Is that an area
Burbank
also?
Burbank as well. Yeah, Burbank
but
as well,
but this particular camp is going to be held in the Santa Monica area at that. What is it? Monroe Park? Let me see the name of that.
Memorial Park.
Memorial Park, and that's on 14th and Olympic. Now, if it kicks off on a Monday and say a parent wants to come and bring a child, maybe they had to work or they couldn't get there for Monday or traveling in, is there a stipulation on you start the first day or you're not in or you just take them when they show up? How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they could come in, you know, on the Tuesday, you know, or whatever time day, you know, works for them, you know.
Okay.
You know, for us, we have the schedule.
Yes. Uh-huh.
We have our schedule that we follow, and, you know, some parents arrive late, you know, some parents arrive early. So, I mean, we're always there, you know, to cater to them, you know.
To accommodate what they need. And, you know, we're working with kids, and especially when you're talking about physical work and stuff, and I know that is there a medical release or something that they have to sign? Is that included in the package, you know, for I know there's emergency numbers and all of that, but are they required to be in top-notch health? Or say if there was a child that maybe didn't have asthma maybe attacks every day, but he's capable. So what would you do in that case? Do you require that the parents divulge all that information to you health-wise?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's on the registration form, so they tell us, you know, all of the health stipulations of the kids and stuff like that. So, you know, we watch out for them and, you know, or, you know, and even if, you know, the kids come injured from, like, you know, from their team or whatever it is, you know, the parents comes to us and tells us, okay, you know, my son is sick or my son is allergic to this or my son has asthma or my son is hurt, you know, so, you know, we take all that into consideration. We watch out for them, you know, throughout the whole day.
Well,
and,
know.
You know, and so, like, if anything happens to them or anything, you know, we call the parents and we, you know, we have their emergency number and stuff like that. And, you know, there's also, you know, at Memorial Park, there's, you know, we have the office there as well. So, you know, they have, you know, emergency kits or whatever it is, you know, for the kids and stuff like that. So we're well prepared for all of that.
Oh, I know, because I know that your academy is the top-notch academy that is around, and we know how strict rules and procedures and the process is, especially when we're messing with our young ones and teaching them through training and things of that nature. I'd like to ask, now this is a park. I'm not familiar with Memorial Park. I will come down and see what's going on. Now, are outsiders, are you sectioned off in a particular area, or say if there was a group of young kids that were not participating, are they allowed around? Are they in that area, or, you know, onlookers? Do you allow onlookers?
So what happens is, you know, we're kind of like in a certain part of the, you know, of the park where, you know, it's not sectioned off. You know, anybody could come and, you know, and see what's going on, you know, and at the same time, we're, you know, also there, you know, seeing what's going on, you know, seeing who are the onlookers or, you know, stuff like that, because we also get to protect the kids and, you know, see who's there and who's not there and, you know, stuff like you know.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, people could come and check out the academy and stuff like that. That's totally fine. And, you know, but we're also responsible for the kids as well, you know. So, you know, we take care of them and, you know, and stuff like that. So, you know.
Well, it sounds like it's getting ready to be a very, very exciting summer going on over there. And is this camp just for a week, or does it go out, you know, one session starts, is there a session A, B, and C, or if this is the camp day for this particular time, is that the end of that, or do you go to another location, or is it just that one camp set up?
So we're just there at Memorial Park, and what we do is we go 2 weeks straight, and then we go a week off, and then we do another 2 weeks straight. And so we do that the whole summer. So yeah.
Oh,
so you know, a lot of times we get new kids, and a lot of times we get the same kids. So you know, they have the parents have the kids, you know, go through the whole summer camp in our soccer camp. So you know, we get to know the kids really well, and the parents really well as well. So you know, the kids have fun, you know, of course, and you know, we love that they have fun, and you know, and they get to know us, and so you know, they mess around, and you know, we mess around with them. So it's all fun, and it's all love.
I love it. I love it to keep the young adults busy. Plus, they're learning, and from the young children that attend the camp, when it's time for full academy, and when you're doing your selecting and setting up your teams, and is there an incentive for them? Well, if you participate in this camp for 2 weeks, there could be a possibility, you know, depending on how quickly you skill up, that will bring you in for the season. Is that an incentive for them?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of the kids, you know, we get some kids that, you know, who've never heard of our club team or you know, even the camp, or, you know, and so, you know, we get kids and they, you know, in through the camp, and, you know, it's almost like, you know, we recruit also through the camp. So, and
okay.
We see, you know, some of the kids are a little bit more skilled or stuff like that. And, you know, the ones that are more skilled, you know, we talk to the parents and say, hey, you know, would you consider your son going into the club team? And so, you know, they consider it, and we talk to them and stuff like that. And, you know, some of them, you know, do, and some of them already on other club teams. And also, you know, the kids who aren't as skilled, you know, we asked the parents if they would like to continue to go to the on the Friday academies, so we could develop those kids and their skills and stuff like that as well. And once they're really developed and ready to go on to the next level, then you know, we, you know, provide that for them as well. So yeah.
Well, I like the idea of the summer camp is there, and I know the three locations. There's Culver City, there's Santa Monica, there's Burbank. How would one contact? Could we get numbers, you know, and hours in which if a parent is interested out there, and this is all new, and they would like to come and register their young adult to get out there and get some skill and do some networking and making more friends and having incentives and being coached. And I know that you tell them that, you know, they can make the impossible possible, because that's the way Audubon Academy works as far as encouragement.
Exactly.
And empowerment. How can we contact you?
So you can contact us at AudubonSoccer.com is our website. And the phone number is area code 310-572-9121.
Is that 572-12345?
572-9121.
Mm-hmm. 9121.
Yeah. And
it's at
Audubon. Also, you know, we have a really high skilled coaching staff, and so most of us have either played college or really high elite club level or even professional as well. So so our main coach from our academy, he played for the U.S. national team. So we have, you know, really high skilled coaches who played at higher levels, and so the kids are really going to get taught really well. So yeah.
Well, I just want to, again, I'm going to take a bow or a curtsy. Ladies, don't take the hat off, but I'm taking a bow and a curtsy over here, because I am so appreciative for you coming in and sharing this information with everyone out there. Parents out there, you're looking for places to go. There's training. There's a wonderful camp that's happening, which is at Audubon Soccer Academy. That will be at Memorial Park, which is located at 14th and Olympic. And the hours are from 8 o'clock a.m. to 2 o'clock. Lunch is provided. They are skilled, they are caring, and they are full of love over there. And it's nothing like a child learning their potential and what that they can do. And it's very, very important that we have this for our young adults because, you know, there's a lot of activities that have been removed from the regular schools, the music, the acting, the dancing. And those things are very, very important. So anything that can keep that child moving, keep that child thinking, and that can allow the child to see their greatness, because you know that's what my thing is, step into your greatness and stay there, to realize that there are persons around, and we're talking to Audubon Soccer Academy, Mr. Robert Flores, who's one of the instructors, coaches, and the fine consultant over there for Audubon. And what's exciting, coaches that are there are not just like kicking a ball. They're either elite status, club status, or professional. And the main coach is a part of the U.S. national team. So you're putting your young child in the hands of someone that's going to guide them correctly. There will be a fee, and that will be talked about once you call and go out and register. But it's a fun place to go. It's a place to keep them busy. It's a place to keep them thinking. And on top of that, they're taking care of their body. And when the body is taken care of, the mind and the spirit is going to follow and be okay. Mr. Flores, you know I'm going to pop this question to you because I'm going to stick with Audubon, yourself, the children, like Velcro. Will you come back and speak with us again? I know. Now, the camp starts when? What is the start date?
The camp starts tomorrow. Monday.
Oh, Monday, which is July 7th.
7th to 11th.
Okay.
July 7th to 11th.
Okay. Well, I know that you're going to be very busy. I will be contacting
you.
I might just show up out there. Now, I'm not kicking a ball because, remember, I told you I could not understand how they did it because I got hit in the head with a balloon one time, and I just got dizzy. I had a headache for about 3 months. It's like, wait a minute. So how are those young babies out there stopping that ball with their head and then moving around? And it was just something that was so mesmerizing to me. But after you gave me the information and I found out how you skilled them up, that's exciting, but, you know, I'm just going to come out and be a smiling face and be a support and assistance and perhaps maybe speak with the Santa Monica Activity Office because, you know, when you're there and you pay it forward because it might be a day that they might need an extra pair of hands. And if I have that opportunity and the time, I will definitely put my hands out there for youth because anything that's involving our youth, anything that's involving the education, the empowerment, and the encouragement of the youth, you can always count me in, and I'm glad that I can always count you in. So you're going to have a pretty tight week. I won't, you know, contact you until the near end, but I will be talking with you again. And I'll probably come out to the park probably midweek. I want to get you guys started. So lunch is served, and you take a lot of breaks. So I'll probably come out in the a.m. where it's a little bit cooler and just, you know, check it out. Meet all the coaches. See what you do there. You never know. I might have a couple of people with me that just might have an interest. So the best way to do is to show a child a door. You don't have to take them through it. Just show them the door. And then it is the decision factor if they want to go through it or not. So let me round up some young adults around and see what we can do. Now, I will not be bringing the three-year-old. I know you start as early as three. I'm not going to bring the three-year-old. I need somebody who can, you know, kind of like take care of each other. So I'll look around the community, put some feelers out, and they might not be interested for this particular camp, but before the summer is over, you might have some more participants. So let me find my participants and put the word out there. I have all the information that I need. And callers, you can contact Audubon Soccer Academy. The telephone number is 310 972-9121. And also, it is your email. If you could repeat that again, once again, Mr. Flores, what is your email for Audubon?
The email for Audubon is Audubon Soccer Academy.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
At Gmail. Okay, so that's Audubon. SoccerAcademy@gmail.com. I'm not going to hold you. I know you have to go do some preparation, and I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. And so does the listeners, all the parents out there, and all the young adults. Thank you again, and I will be talking with you soon. You will see my face this week, and my hands
Thank
will
you
be
so
ready
much,
to pay it forward.
I'm excited to see you this week, Linda.
Okay, I'll be there to see you.
All right, Linda, thank you so much.
Take care.
You too.
Thank you. to take care of our young adults, we have a segment here. Our email address is lmacknetwork@gmail.com. And what we do, when you email in a question, we talk about that question. We will answer you. You need to email it in. We also use that email for requests and topics, if there's any information going out there. And our lines are open here at the station. And the telephone number to dial is area code 917-889-8015. Again, the call-in number is 917-889-8015. But regarding our email, I had a person to email in, and it's a young adult. He's out of school, and he doesn't have anything to do. And his question was, how can I get started a little job, a little entrepreneur? He wants to get busy, make some extra money. And my suggestion, his name is Evan, to Evan, is that you start in your community, Evan. You go where you're familiar, and if it's nothing more than perhaps maybe you can do one or two things. You can offer to set the neighbor's trash out on trash day, because, you know, those cans can get very heavy and they have to be set up a certain way. Or you can start your dog walking service and build you some flyers and get your little buddies to help spread them out in the neighborhood. And I'm saying in your neighborhood, because you want to start with people that you're familiar with. You don't want to branch out too far with strangers. It's about a safety issue out there. So start close to home and see what you can pick up with that, and just help out. Go into the cleaners. Ask them if you can sweep up or keep the counters clean, or if there's a large parking area, if you can clean up the parking lot. And, you know, get out there. You have to start it. You know, everything starts with you, and you must forge yourself through your own efforts. And I'm urging each and every one of you to start something, make a success of something. And that is the essence of human existence, the challenge of youth. And herein lies a wonderful way of life, always aiming for the future. So don't for anybody to do things. Keep the lines open. I hope I've helped you, Evan. Start off. Get your flyers made. Start walking two or three dogs in the neighborhood. Set out the trash cans. Go to the merchants and see if you can help out. Clean the parking lot. Make your own job. And you will see, once you take the first step, then all of those doors will open up. Because you see, listening audience out there, parents, we have to let our youth know that we need and care for them. And you have to let your parents know also. It takes all of us to work this together, and we're going to make it happen. You're listening to Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan on July 6th, and it is Family Conversation and Community Information Night.
Took one look at you, and it was plain to me, you were my destiny.
With arms open wide, I threw away my pride. I sacrificed for you, dedicate my life to you. I'll go where you lead.
Come on, baby.
Always there in time of need.
When I lose the wind, you'll be there to push me up the hill. There's no
I'm not afraid to
Where's your principal? How are you listening to Waking Up with Linda McShane? We wake you up about the youth out here. We want the adults to wake up, and youth, we want you to wake up. You know, on Thursdays, we will be airing from 7 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m., and then on Sunday, we do the family conversation and community information. We are kind of like shortening it out because the youth is calling, and we have a lot of workshops that we're doing, a lot of things that we're doing with the youth, a lot of hosting, a lot of classes, and just like good things are going on. So when the youth call, we have to move with that. But keep in mind, if you have some information, need someone to do something for you, and especially a youth, give us a call. We're looking for summer jobs. We're looking for mentors out there, teachers, artists, dancers, teachers, singers, anyone that can uplift the youth and let them see that whatever you put your mind to, you can make the impossible possible. We had some interesting people on tonight. We had Julio Linares that came on and spoke with us about connection, spirituality. He also offered us a few poems. He read a poem, A Heart for Sale, and the second poem was B-Day. I'll get copies of that, so if you want them, email me at lmacnetwork@gmail.com. We had Barbara Beckman to come on and talk about extended family and that moral support, how important it is. And she made a statement, you know, when you move from your heart and not your ego, it works. And the best way to do that is to use self-love. You start with yourself first. And Mr. Robert Flores from Audubon Soccer Academy informed us that there's going to be a camp going on for those soccer players starting tomorrow at Memorial Park at 14th and Olympic in Santa Monica. And his last statement was, what they do is teach them, but they really, really just love them up, as I love you here. And again, we will be back on the air on Thursday with some more good information. I want you to remember that it all starts with you and that I love you. You've been listening to Waking Up with Linda McShann.
Help.